Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique's Manifest Monday Show. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and every Monday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, I'll bring you a new episode to help you become a manifest master. Today I'm here with Reverend Jillian Harris. She joins me on the second Monday of every month to talk about the power of manifesting. Before we get into today's show, I'd like to tell you a little bit about her. Jillian teaches how to use colors, aroma, stones, crystals, as well as strategic thought and authentic emotion to work as tools toward manifestation of goals. She is an author, intention coach, metaphysical consultant, and a conscious creation specialist. We have so much to talk about in a short time, so without delay, let me welcome today's co-host, my friend and spiritual sister, Reverend Jillian Harris. Jillian, what shall we talk about today?
Well, folks, unfortunately, Jillian is not with us yet. She may come in and join us in a little bit, but she's had a loss in her family. Her beloved Uncle Bernie, crossed over recently, and it's been hitting her hard. She understands, as most of us do, that these things happen as part of life. Death is part of life, but that doesn't mean we have to like it. And so Jillian is not here with me right now, and I don't know if she's going to be able to make it or not. So it's quite all right, because we've got other things we can talk about. You're more than welcome to call in, 516-418-5651, and ask me your manifest questions. I will be able to help you. And while I'm waiting to see if anybody does call in, I'd like to give you what I call my manifest rules. Everybody who manifests does so a little differently. Like the introduction said, Jillian uses color and sound and stones. And I will talk a little bit about lepidolite, which is the stone that we had planned to talk about with Jillian. And first, I want to give you my rules for manifesting, and they're not hard. Rules are not meant to be hard at all, not these rules. You just have to speak it into existence. That's all you do. And when you speak, you must speak in positive terms. Now, what does that sound like? What does that feel like? You can't just dream it. You can't sit back and go, I wish, I pray, I wonder, if only. You have to claim it. Make it yours. Speak it in positive terms. Positive terms means I'm not good enough. You know, you can't speak in terms of I'm not good enough or maybes. You basically say, Jillian calls into the show a little late today and we have a great show. And so it is. Speak in the present tense. Jillian calls or other callers call in. Believe that what you want is already yours. I know that I already have an amazing team working with me at Be Unique, and I have from day one. But we'd love for this team to grow. So I can just say, Be Unique is filled with amazing volunteers. Know that you deserve to have the life you desire. And that can be one item at a time. It can be the entire life. I happen to know that I'm always going to have a wonderful life. I started manifesting this many years ago, and some of my life has been manifested more unconsciously than mindfully. I spoke about having a podcast or a radio show and didn't think twice about it. I said, one day I'm going to have my own radio show. Here I am. I have my own show and I love it. I love it even more when you call in. And the number to call in is 516-418-5651. I'd love to take your calls and talk about how you manifest things into your life. Another of my rules is you must be willing to change along with your dreams. As you achieve one thing, it may influence another thing that you thought you always wanted. And as you get what you want, your life and accepting that change is important. You cannot be afraid to grow, to change, to evolve, because that's what manifesting does. It changes you. Know your own skill set and determine if you have everything you need. If you have everything you need, great, you're going to get it faster. But you might need to take a class. Suppose you want to speak a language other than your native language fluently. You can do this by taking a course, taking a class, studying, traveling to that country. You have to maintain an attitude of gratitude. And that just simply means be grateful for what you do have. If you're not grateful for what you have, you will not get what you want. Know there is a difference and know what the difference is between manifesting and wishing. If you manifest, you claim it. If you wish for it, you hope somebody gives it to you. And the universe will give you what you ask for. So be careful what you ask for and how you phrase. If you've ever said, be careful what you pray for, you just might get it. It's true. Whether it's prayer, manifesting, the law of attraction, or the secret, you put your desires out there and the universe will provide. So ask mindfully. Understand that anything worth having is worth working for. And this can just be as simple as saying your desires out loud, writing them in a manifest journal, or talking to friends. That's how Be Unique came around. I mentioned it to a friend, and, well, I didn't mention it. We went to lunch, and one day we just talked about what we wanted to do with the rest of our lives. And we looked at each other and said, in a moment of serendipity, at the same exact time, whatever we do, it has to be unique. And we knew then that was the name of our magazine and our organization. We didn't actually know at that point in time that we were going to create a nonprofit. I'm so grateful that we did, because that's opened up doors for us that a for-profit magazine couldn't have. You have to put action on your words. And that's so simple. Write it down. Tell a friend. Make yourself accountable. Make a vision board. Go to class. For us, what we did immediately is we sat down and wrote out several different ways of spelling Be Unique, because we knew that we didn't want the words to be a phrase. It had to be a single word. So we came up with B-U-N-E-K-E. The U is capitalized and it's bigger than everything else, because we want it to be about you. And after we came up with how to spell the name, we found our domain. We created a logo. We started a business plan. And all of this was work. This was the action that we needed to put on our words. Another of my rules is prepare for the reality. And I will tell you that the reality of Be Unique has far exceeded my dreams at that point in time. Your actions, your words, your desires, and your belief will take your dreams from someday to reality. Again, if you're interested in calling and talking about how to manifest what you want, I have found that I have a gift. I have a talent for taking somebody's, well, I wish I could blank, blank, blank. And I can turn that into a statement of manifestation that does change lives. It has happened more times than I can count, honestly. Call 516-418-5651 if you'd like to. I want to share some information about one of our other Be Unique shows while I'm waiting for callers.
Learn why people around the world listen to Be Unique Radio. Join host Anna East on her exciting new podcast, Here I Am. live every other Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, where she embraces the changes of the world and within, bringing you back to who you really are. Become a sponsor or be a guest and put your message in front of our growing global audience. Guests are booking months in advance, so don't delay. Join the show live after 8 p.m. Or you can send Anna an email at annaeastaxe@gmail.com for details. Great show, great perspective.
And now we have even more shows. We have Anna's show on Tuesday night. We also have Coffee, Candy, and Creatives with Pup Duffy on Tuesday nights. This podcast was a manifestation beyond my wildest imaginings. And let me play another thing that we're doing. In fact, this is Anna's voice here in this.
Let me ask you a question. Do you prefer coffee or tea? This is a question we ask on our fun and informative millennial talk show called Coffee or Tea, No Phones Allowed. And why do I know? Because I'm Anna. I'm one of the co-hosts. It's a great time. It's a professionally edited weekly series that's free to watch on Be Unique's YouTube channel. That's B-U-N-E-K-E. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode and leave us a comment with your topic or guest recommendations. We love hearing from you.
And we do love hearing from you. And if you reach out to us on Be Unique Radio, your name goes into a box with other names. We call it our opportunity box. And you have the option to win a gift every single day. Or every single week. I'm so sorry. Every week we do this. Anyway, back to manifesting. Manifesting is one of those things that is based on the law of attraction. Some people call it the secret. Some people call it prayers answered. And I have been the witness to so many people who have been able to manifest things in their lives. In fact, Anna was with me when I wrote in my journal, Anna finds the boots she likes in her size on sale today. Now, sometimes you can't put a time limit on it, but Anna's time was limited. She was actually going to Japan, and she knew she'd be there in the winter, and she needed some warm boots. She also knew that her size 8 shoe, her foot, was much larger than most Japanese people. So she knew, because she'd been there before. She's been to Japan many times. She goes there and she works. She's currently working in Hong Kong. She knew that she would not be able to easily find her size shoe in Japan. So what did she do? She asked me to help her manifest. And I did that. And I did that by just writing a statement in my book. And her mom put the car in gear and we started going and we left. I guess I need to go ahead and close out the show because it's about over. And right after this show, we have Take a Break with Jean and Mary coming up. On Thursday nights, we have our unscripted show. And we have Transformation Tuesdays with Alisa Kaler. So I'm just going to say goodbye and see you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to Be Unique's Manifest Monday show. I hope you'll follow Be Unique on Blog Talk Radio so you can be informed every time a new episode drops. I'm here every Monday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time when we talk about manifesting and how you can become a manifest master too. Until next time, this is Mary saying so long.